In next year's presidential election, almost 24 million young adults will be eligible to vote. That's Americans aged 18 to 24. History suggests that most of them will not vote, but that is not stopping a nonpartisan effort called the New Voters Project, which is trying to register young voters in six states across the country. The project's sponsors include, among others, the George Washington University, MTV, the Hip Hop Action Summit, and the Public Interest Research Groups, or PIRGs, which lobby on many issues in those six states. Ivan Frischberg is the coordinator of the project, and he's in our studios now. Mr. Frischberg, let's start with the basic here. How many young people are voting or not voting, and why are they not voting in any greater numbers than they do?
Sure. About 36% of 18 to 24-year-olds turned out to vote in the 2000 elections. And one of the things that's important to realize, although that's a low percentage, it's still a significant number. You're still talking close to 9 million 18 to 24-year-olds that turned out. So the young vote is small by percentage, but still a significant part of the population. The reality of our country right now is that it's fairly evenly divided politically, and many, many elections are decided by a very close margin.
Seems to me that young people already get a fair number of generic messages encouraging them to vote. They hear it in school. They turn on MTV. There's that Rock the Vote program that goes on and on. People will encourage them to vote at concerts, certain musicians. What more can you do?
I would dispute that they actually hear that much about voting. Certainly in the schools, civic education has sort of been on the decline over the decades. And what we're doing and what the New Voters Project is about is saying, we're going to go out there and we are going to ask young people to vote. But we're going to do it in the most direct way possible, in the way that we think and that research shows we'll really get the best response. And that is person-to-person, human-to-human kind of contact. And we're going to eschew all of the paid advertising and the robocalls and direct mail pieces that have become sort of the stock and trade of political campaigns.
You're doing it in six states, and I'll just list them: Colorado, Iowa, New Mexico, Nevada, Oregon, and Wisconsin, and they're not the biggest states in the world. But why did you choose those six states?
We were looking for a combination of states that started with a population of about 2 million young people, what we knew we could confidently reach out to.
Are these also states that could go either way in the 2004 presidential election?
Many of them are all states, I think, that will get a significant amount of media attention throughout the course of the 2004 election cycle. And so we're looking to get that attention from the media. We're looking to get that attention from campaigns. And so we're saying, bring it on.
Do you have to, in order to reach young people, talk about specific issues as opposed to just kind of giving this pious call to vote, you know, that it's good to be a citizen and to vote, and whatever your opinion might be, you should vote and that sort of thing?
Well, we don't tell anyone it's good for them or their health to do this. It's, and it may not be the funnest thing they've ever done, but it is important, and I think young people understand that. They have a good sense of civic duty. There are certainly issues that they care about, and those issues are not unlike the issues that all Americans are concerned about, whether it's the economy or the war, healthcare or education. Young people have very similar concerns.
Do young people have the same concerns as everybody else? Really? I mean, I think about prescription drugs for seniors seems to be a program that's aimed at senior citizens. You talk about tax cuts. That's something for middle-class people. You talk about capital gains tax cuts. That's a certain kind of people. I mean, young people, where do they fit?
There are nuances to all of those things. Young people care about health care, but they care about basic coverage. They care about being able to go to the doctor if they get sick, but they're not as focused on the prescription drug issue particularly. They do care about economic issues, about whether they're going to have a job when they leave college, about the wage that they're getting in the job that they have, and whether that job has health care with it. So they're very concerned about core economic issues. Often, and I think this is what you're getting at, is that the campaigns that are run with television ads that have prescription bottles and American flags and people proselytizing about tax cuts or, you know, what's going to happen to the middle class, a lot of that does float right past the young people, and they kind of understand it's targeted at a different community of people.
This is a dangerous question to ask somebody from a nonpartisan organization, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Sure. Because you folks do lobby specific issues. These folks that you're targeting, young people who have not voted before, is there any research suggesting which way they're more likely to vote once you get them engaged?
No, they're a very up-for-grabs population, and we think the parties have a lot to gain one way or the other by reaching out to them and having a youth-specific strategy.
Ivan Frischberg is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Mr. Frischberg, thanks for coming by.
Great to be here. Thank you.